audio track number 3 will be 95 Theses on or about Calvinism. America was a Protestant nation, but even more specifically, America was not really a Lutheran nation as much as it was a Calvinist nation. Some historians have said that the virtual founder of America was John Calvin. The British called the American Revolution the Presbyterian Junto, the Presbyterian Revolution, because so many of the leaders of the American Revolution were Calvinist. And as I said in the previous track with regard to America being a Protestant nation, our forms of government were Calvinistic forms of government. The Republican forms of government that were implemented in the United States, in the various states, were Republican forms of government that were derived from Calvinist theories of government. And these Calvinist theories of government were antithetical in many ways to Roman Catholic forms of government. Britain itself had a lot of Roman Catholicism in it, and the Church of England was really just an imitation breakaway from the Roman Catholic Church. It was not a Calvinist or really a Protestant church even, because it had to do with a king wanting a divorce, and so he decided to create a new church for himself so that he could get a divorce, and had nothing really to do with the principles of the Protestant Reformation. Luther and Calvin had one thing in common. Many things in common, but for the purposes of these 95 Theses on Calvinism, they had one thing in common, and that was a high view of God's sovereignty. Luther said that his most important work was not necessarily the 95 Theses, but his book, Bondage of the Will, which has to do with man's inability to gain salvation without the grace of God. Calvin is known as Calvinism and the 5 points of Calvinism have to do starting with the bondage of the will and having to do with the necessity of God's grace and God's predestination. So we'll look at those issues. In particular, the 4 issues that we'll be looking at through 95 Theses on Calvinism is first, God's sovereignty over human will. Second, we'll be looking at God's sovereignty over human morality and ethics. We'll be looking at God's law. Thirdly, we'll be looking at God's sovereignty in history and God's right to overthrow the empires of the world and establish his own government, his own kingdom, the kingdom of God, so that the kings of the world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, as the book of Revelation says. And we'll be summing it up with discussion, some theses on the nature of Calvinism as a world view, as a world and life view that encompasses every area of life. So those are 95 theses about Calvinism and about the Calvinist world view, because that's sort of a foundation of what we'll be looking at in these daily 365 daily lessons. They'll be built on the foundation of the sovereignty of God.